Welcome back to the latest episode of the EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, your host today. And we're joined today by Senior Vice President of Strategy and Chief Marketing Officer at EIQ Networks, Mike Rothman. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, Ross.
Mike, you just got off the plane back from Las Vegas, the Las Vegas annual Black Hat Conference, which is the gathering of what we hope are the good guys in this ongoing IT security debate, the hackers who basically talk about exploits and issues with security across various applications. And we're happy you were there and certainly are very open to hearing your initial thoughts, having just returned from the show. What were the big items that you noticed while you were there?
Well, thanks, Ross. And besides, you know, obviously all the great parties that they have at Black, which is, of course, a highlight for anybody that goes out there. For me, it's really interesting to be out at the show. Because, you know, part of my role at EIQ is to think the big thoughts and to really understand, you know, where things are going relative to a lot of the interesting attacks, a lot of the different areas where there's a focus and trying to figure out the themes of what's happening there in terms of factoring that back into what we have to do at EIQ as well as for, you know, kind of all my different other hobbies of being visible out there. So at this year's show, I kind of, you know, picked up on three kind of main themes. Obviously, there are always more, and there's always some very interesting research that happens. But a lot of it gets back to, you know, the first thing I'll say is a focus on privacy. And that really is, you know, kind of hackers, whether they're white hat, black hat, you know, trying to remain undetected, right? You know, I think the law enforcement and the organizations have, in general, gotten a lot better about being able to track who's doing what. So there was a lot of research both in terms of how to stay hidden as well as, you know, kind of the whole other side of that, which is for folks that are being or trying to remain hidden, here's ways that you can really find out who they are. So I thought that was kind of interesting because ultimately, since the major financial motive that we have for a lot of the hacking activities that happen on the Black Hat side, how these guys are attempting to remain anonymous is an important thing to understand. So that would, to me, that was really the first big theme. The second one was, you know, some of the core infrastructural and structural issues around SSL and the fact that right now I don't think that, you know, we can really trust it as kind of the God's truth in terms of who a specific organization is. The reality is most of the fraud that happens out there tends to be originated through I'd say kind of a consumer-oriented person, so they're not going to understand the nuances of whether a certificate is valid or whether it isn't valid. But I think we can sit here and now say, you know, 7 to 10 years beyond when SSL really became prevalent as a way to protect the organization, that, you know, we can't assume that who we're connecting to is really who they are, which, again, puts a premium on other authentication mechanisms from that perspective. And really kind of the third area that we saw a lot of research activities, obviously mobile devices and smartphones, and whether they were the SMS attacks or, you know, breaking the iPhone or a lot of things. You know, we've seen these platforms and tools been in the market for about 2 years, and, you know, at this point, the folks that, you know, look to break things have figured out how to break it, and we're first starting to see that kind of research. Which, again, I thought was very interesting, not because, you know, listen, I got an iPhone. My wife has an iPhone. Most of my friends have iPhones.
As do I, of course.
As do you. You know, what would do? Should we be shutting these things off right now? Well, you know, of course not, because many of these attacks haven't necessarily been weaponized to the point that they can really proliferate in an automatic fashion. That's when we really have to get worried. But, you know, the fact is, these are computers like everything else, and when you have computers, you're going to have sensitive data. And when you have sensitive data, that's going to create a situation where you've got to protect that data. So, and again, we saw a lot of research along those different three aspects. And again, it's always a very interesting show and a lot of fun to be there.
Sounds like it for sure. I mean, certainly there was a lot of media coverage we've seen out of the presentation specifically related to the iPhone vulnerability. I mean, from a larger perspective, I think you hit it on the head, which is to say that really this is talking about a more mobile workforce and the fact that some of these mobile devices have their own vulnerabilities, because as you mentioned, they are, after all, just computers. I guess to extend that a little bit from a strategic perspective for companies, if I'm an IT manager, a security manager at a company, and I am charged with making sure my system is absolutely secure as or as secure as it can be. What's the takeaway for me from the show? What are some themes that I should have learned based on what happened this week?
Oh, you know, and it's funny, Ross, because when I think about kind of the real message out of Black Hat, it's been exactly the same for the past, you know, couple of years that I've been going to the show religiously. And that's the fact that no matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what defenses you have in place, you are exposed. You probably have machines that are compromised right now if you're any kind of organization of scale. And there's nothing you can do about that because, again, you sit down with a lot of these guys and you realize, and gals, you know, that do a lot of this research, and you realize that these are folks that can get into your stuff, right, regardless of who you are. So, and again, I think it was pretty indicative because, you know, world-renowned researcher Dan Kaminsky, you know, just ask him, right? Dan Kaminsky got hacked. The guys at Modisano, who I have huge respect for in terms of their security capabilities, they got hacked, right? So you're seeing kind of the upper crust of the security research operation and personnel being hacked themselves. Which, again, if these guys are going to get nailed, anybody can get nailed. So it gets back to the core philosophy that I've been espousing for a long time, both in private industry as well as at EIQ, and that's this whole concept of reacting faster, right? You know, we have to be able to react faster to what's happening out there. We have to be able to understand who's doing what and why. And ultimately, at the end of the day, be able to, you know, monitor all of our devices, understand what's normal, what's not normal, and look for patterns that indicate that I could be compromised, and then remediating the issue, investigating, and then remediating the issue as quickly as possible. And every time I get back from Black Hat, it's the same thing. Man, these are guys that can just break my stuff. And that means I have to be able to respond quickly to that because it's not a matter of whether you're going to get compromised or not. It's when and how quickly can you respond to that.
Right. And to relate it directly and appropriately, I think, to EIQ networks, this whole concept of correlation and making sure that you're collecting as much data as you can to get the best security picture or picture of your IT security situation, it all relates, doesn't it? It all comes back to that at some point.
Well, you know, I think it does, and obviously that's a little bit self-serving,
of course.
From you know, from the standpoint of you know, kind of what EIQ does. But you know, again, I mean, I think that we still every day we're coming across customers that have just huge visibility problems. They don't know what's happening in their environment. They don't have any way to understand what is really going on. And, you know, that means that they're flying blind. And you know, you hear about data breaches that, you know, the attackers have been in there for, you know, months and years. And to me, that's really just indicative that people don't have enough visibility. And, again, with the amount of talent, you know, we get into philosophical discussions about, you know, do the researchers give enough notice to the vendors, right? You know, a disclosure discussion.
Right.
You know, you can talk about the ethics of finding these exploits and kind of publishing the research, regardless of whether the vendors are in the loop or not. You know, to me, that's a ridiculous discussion because these guys are going to do this, right? You know, there are always people in no matter what business since probably the Stone Age that have, you know, made a point of breaking stuff, and hopefully that makes the system better. And that's what we talk about with this environment. And again, I think that it's, again, the message for enterprise class organizations is that, you know, you've got a lot of devices out there, mobile devices, remote devices, even desktop devices. A portion of these are controlled and owned and compromised by potentially malicious folks, and we got to figure out which ones they are and remediate those issues as quickly as possible. And without knowing what's going on in your environment, it's literally impossible to do that.
Well, thank you, Mike, for sharing the insight of what you learned. He just got back from Black Hat in Las Vegas, Nevada, show of the good guys in the industry, as we like to say, the hackers who are talking about the latest security issues across software. Thanks, Mike, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Ross. Great to
and
be here.
For all of us listening, this has been the EIQ Cast.
This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management, redefined.